I wanna go back to my little grass shack in Kealakelu, Hawaii. I wanna be there once again with the Connies and Wahinis that I knew. I can hear those Hawaiians playing on the beach at Honaunau. I can hear those Hawaiians saying, Komo mai no kahuli ika haole vele kahau. It won't be long till my ship will be a-sailing to that grand old place that's always fair to see. I'm just a little Hawaiian and a homesick island boy. I want to go back to my fish and poi. I want to go back to my little grass shack, Kealakelu, Hawaii, where the huma-huma-nuku-nuku-apawaha go swimming by. Where the huma-huma-nuku-nuku-apawaha go swimming by. Hello, honey. This is old Carly. He's singing away his life. And singing it to the baby that he loves the mostest of all. Today I received two beautiful letters from you. And I got a Valentine's card from Cindy. And it came from Loveland. And I just want to stand right here in Kwanai and tell you that I think that you're the best, that you're the most marvelous, the charmingest, the sweetest, the loveliest gal in all the land. And if I had you here this evening in my arms, I would squeeze you until the pudding comes out. And then stand by. After the pudding is out, I'd squeeze you some more. And I'd let you know how much I love you. And I'd let you know how good I feel. And I'd let you know that this old world is a wonderful place to live. And old Carly is having himself a marvelous time, mostly because the letters I get from home tell me how everything is going good and how everybody's trying hard and how everybody's doing pretty good. Although there's no snow, everybody's doing good. Everybody that concerns me, which is my beautiful wife and my little old fat dog. Well, after all that beginning, I'll tell you this is the beginning of Tet. Tonight at midnight on the 16th of 17th of February begins the lunar calendar. And all of Vietnam and all the Oriental world that goes by the lunar calendar year starts the great national holidays. Although this holiday is being restrained because the military didn't get leave and not too many people are going to visit their homes as they did last year. And although they have taken the Tet holiday as part of the swing of things, they're not going to be like they were last year and be unprepared in case the VC wanna take a swing at us. But we're not too concerned about the VC this year because we've got them laying in the ropes. We got them laying in the ditches and we got them laying in the fields, and most of them are buried that's laying there. And we got a lot of them, but they're not gonna bother us. Because all that fighting you've been reading about in the newspapers has just got them pretty well worked out, I'll tell you. Well, in the middle of all my oratory, I just got sidetracked. The Ba has some problems with her radio or something. She asked me to put in some batteries, and she knocks on the door, and all the kids are with her. Well, I've got to tell you about Tet and what it's all about. It's like our Christmas, as far as I can find out, And it's not as symbolic as in religion as it is in the new year. And each year, for every so many years, they have a year of the something or other. And this year, it's the year of the rooster, the year of the cock. And that's one way of their telling time and their calendars. And this is the year of the rooster. And I got a beautiful card from LaTom, who's the interpreter for the boss, with a beautiful rooster on it. And it's a third dimension. You can see a depth in the card. You've probably seen them. And it's quite pretty. Mr. LaTom gave me a miniature Montagnard house, a hut. You know those kind of the pictures that I've got that shows Montagnard cabins that's on stilts? Well, he gave me a Montagnard blanket, which is just a black piece of cloth that they wrap around their middle like a sarong or a futufuti, whatever they call it in Samoa. And this little Montagnard hut, it stands about 12 inches high, and it's made out of bamboo, quite artistic. I'll get it packed up and sent home one of these days, and you can see what it is. And I've gotten Christmas cards from all of my employees, and I've got a box of candy that they make in Quan Nai. And the people have been real kind, and they're like, it's like Christmas where you visit. And tonight, Votu invited me and the major down to his house for dinner. And of course, it's hard to visualize the poverty that these people are in, living right on the ground, but things look very, very poor. I mean, they're very poor. This man has 7 children, and 6 of them are girls. And the oldest one, I don't think, is over 10. And he came from a wealthy family. I've told you about him before, how I've kind of protected him and taken care of him. But we had a great spread of chicken and beef and Vietnamese food. And normally when we eat this kind of a food out, we come down with the diarrhea. I haven't had diarrhea for a good long time, and maybe it'll help me lose a little weight if I do. But anyway, tomorrow I'm invited out to dinner with my language instructor, Mr. Doom, and he wants me to pick up Dr. Nelson, a Quaker doctor, and another friend of his, and come over to his house. And he will also spread happiness and cheer by having us honor his home at the beginning of the year. Very, very kind people. And then tomorrow evening at 4 o'clock, some little kid that works up at the, or lives at the orphanage, the Catholic orphanage, has asked me to come and visit him and his father. And this kid had his leg blown off in a bus that hit a mine, and he's only about 15 or 16. So he's walking on a wooden leg. So I hired him to run my mimeograph machine and to work around the office someplace to give him an income. And he wants us to come up and see. His father wants to see us. I don't know who his father is. I thought he might be an orphan. But he lives up there at the Catholic orphanage. And maybe his father is a priest. I don't know. I don't think so. Well, anyway, the gifts have been passing around, and I gave the head maid a month's salary, and the two maids I gave them a month's salary. I gave each of the guards, six of them, 500 piastres apiece. I gave the two generator operators